Percy the puny poinsettia.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
If they had just kept him wetter.
Oh no.
He'd be a houseplant today. Folks like the other poinsettia. Now he's alone on the shelf. Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself. Holiday shoppers would stop at the counter and pick out a plant to take home. One at a time.
That was horrible. This is better.
Yes.
This is the funeral march, and it's better than that.
Yes.
So today... You okay?
I'm good.
You all right?
I can't breathe out of my nose, but I'm good.
Here we go. Everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels, brand new favorite podcast in around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels. Today, the show that sucked right before Christmas.
What?
What?
Why are you saying that?
I don't mean the show's gonna suck. I just mean the things we're talking about
are
things that suck.
Oh, okay.
Like that song.
Yeah.
Because Percy the Poinsettia is just
sad.
Oh, that was awful. I mean,
why would somebody even write that song?
I don't even understand why you would torture somebody with that. Oh, yeah.
The other Poinsettia. Now he's alone on the shelf.
I mean, that's a suicide song.
Why
man.
Would you torture somebody with that? Why do you keep playing that for our lovely listeners?
Because I
listeners?
Can't just... it's like a train. I can't believe how bad it is.
Well, don't...
Even a plant with mean. No uncle or aunt.
The plants with no uncles or aunts. That's worse than blue chipmunks. That's just horrid.
Can we talk about what Christmas songs we like?
No. We're in the middle of doing something else. You were going to talk about Yahoo. And how bad it is.
How crappy carp. Their email is.
Carp.
Oh, how carpety carp.
There
their
you
email
go.
Is.
There you go.
So I switched to Gmail, which I do like, and I understand why y'all like it.
Yes. Gmail rocks.
I do like it much better. The features, it's easier to use.
But you had a natural resistance because I told you how great it was.
Yes.
You had this natural resistance. I don't know.
Why do we do that?
We all have it.
We That's resist because somebody tells us to like it.
Right.
I don't want to like it because you told me to like it.
Exactly. What is that about?
I don't
I hate
know.
That.
Why do we do that?
And especially from trusted sources like, for instance, Jill and Charlie. When they like a movie, 99 times out of 100, when they say a movie is good, it's good.
Yeah.
But almost every time he tells me, oh, you got to see this movie, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, in my head, I don't always.
But they do it, but he does it to you too.
Yeah, he'll do it to me too.
Yeah, he does the same thing to you.
So, why do we do that? And you do it to me, and I do it to you. And...
I don't know. But
Yahoo.
I had looked at Yahoo in a long time because I didn't forward or change my address on like all my junk mail, like because I get emails from stores and stuff for updates, sales and stuff, and I didn't change it because I thought I'll just leave it there, and then all my junk can go there, and I don't have to worry about it. Well, it had been a while. Like
so
a long
it was,
while.
It was full of
there were
crud,
937 900 of them were spam.
God.
It was like I couldn't even read half of them because they're all Russian.
Oh my goodness.
Or Korean or Japanese or whatever the heck language they were. I didn't know what they were. And then 37 of them were actually emails I actually wanted to look at. Were from people who didn't update their address when, you know, I sent it out. Or stores that were, you know, telling me things. I forgot to update my Amazon. I need to do that because they were telling me that my order had been delayed, and I'd wondered what happened. I'm like, why am I not getting an email from Amazon?
No.
But because they didn't have my right address. So anyway, 900.
And those were in your inbox. That's not 900 in the spam
folder. Oh, there were like 1,000 in the spam folder. And I just emptied that. Good grief. But I don't ever get spam in my Google account.
No, Google rocks. I do every once in a while, but not often.
My Gmail, Google, whatever.
Gmail. It's mail. You have mail.
You have mail.
You have mail.
So that was Carpety Carp. What else you got?
Hello, Dad. You know who this is. It's John. And I don't know why I'm leaving a voicemail, because you're probably not even going to get to this before Christmas.
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Bitch, about one day.
2 days.
Oh, well, tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
Oh, it is? Wait a minute. What's today?
Today is Christmas Eve. No, today is Christmas Eve.
Today
this
is Christmas Eve.
Today is
Why
Christmas Eve.
Why are we talking
Eve?
About sucky things on Christmas Eve? We're supposed to be talking about good, happy things on Christmas Eve.
Oh, can we change the show what in the middle?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You
Hold
got
on.
Something to change
Hold
it?
Hold on, yeah.
Change it.
All right, we're flushing the show and we're starting over with
okay,
a clean
ready?
Bowl. Clean bowl.
Clean bowl. Blue. But
does that mean we still have to go with the
Let's
Jesus
Let's go
cake?
With a green bowl.
Even though you asked us, you wanted to know what the tackiest Christmas decoration we ever saw was, and you'll probably play this like on the 4th of July or something like that.
It's but Christmas anyway, Eve. Christmas Eve.
At least I know that I'll have a little
He has no faith in us
you,
whatsoever.
Got info.
We've taught
you
him.
Know, whenever.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, tackiest lawn ornament thing for Christmas.
Yes, yes.
This guy in the town that I used to live in used to put up these plywood Smurfs. Yeah, Smurfs for Christmas. He had this, like, Smurf village. And he only put it up during Christmas.
Funny.
I don't know.
I don't get it. What's Christmas about Smurfs?
And I really felt bad for the girl who I went to high school with, because that was her dad. And they didn't have anyone who was, like, under, I don't know, 12 in the family. And yet, he continued to put up the plywood Smurfs in the yard. For Christmas. Anyway,
have a Smurfy
Christmas.
Have a Smurfy Christmas. Have a Smurfy Christmas.
Smurf to you.
Smurfy Christmas. What was that? Oh, Tannenbaum. No, what's the song? Mikiliki Maka is a way to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's the podcaster's official Christmas song.
Did John actually really sing it, or did
no,
Dave
he refused
just make
to see
him
it.
Sing it?
He refused to sing it, so Dave dubbed his voice into the song.
Made him sing it.
Genius.
I know.
Genius.
Funny. It was funny too.
Funny.
It's good stuff there.
Good stuff.
It's good podcasting.
You know,
I actually enjoy listening to the podcast.
Do you know who?
Just so y'all know. You told me to listen. I'm not going to do it because you tell me to, but I'll do it when you start calling me names. You start calling me names, and then I will listen.
So you're teaching them how to treat you.
I am not.
If you're teaching them to call you Dave.
Don't call me names. It's
get
not
what
nice.
They,
it's not
what
very Christian-like.
Hey, listen, do you know who's 21?
Who?
Clifford.
Clifford's 21?
Clifford just turned 21.
So he just went to CF and I like 5 days ago.
Yeah, he just graduated like a year ago. Or like
No wonder he
ago,
wouldn't
like
tell me when
ago.
He graduated. Because he graduated
3 months ago.
A second ago.
It's like yesterday. He didn't even know who Beretta is.
Just wait a minute. So that's no wonder, because I said joke. I'd gone there in 93. So he
was like.
It was actually 91.
Who's this old lady that I'm talking to?
Yeah, what are you? What? Steve and I.
Must be an old lady. Did they even call it that then?
Do they even call them snipers anymore? Did they have the same rules? I guess they do, because he knew
about
the rules. So the rules haven't changed, apparently. She still can't wear a skirt above your knee.
He's 21.
21.
Chris Martins.
He's a baby.
Chris Martins was going to go buy him a beer.
How old is Chris Martins?
I think he's like 80.
Phonetic, right? I got it right there. I'm never moving it. Chris Martins.
I think he's 47.
And he hangs out with a 21-year-old?
I don't know what that's about. I don't know what kind of relationship they have.
I mean, they're buddies. I guess it's okay.
He's 8 foot three and a half inches. He's 8 foot 3.5 inches tall, and he's 47 years old.
Really?
Yep. But I don't know why they hang out together. I think maybe it's his.
He's like a big brother.
It's his Munchkin. It's his mini me.
Does he know who a mini me is?
Yeah, he's not old enough for mini me. He was in grade school when mini me was out.
Scary.
They're all the time on their show talking about like classic sci-fi
shows.
What
does he know anything about classic
that
sci-fi?
That he's never seen.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you mean you've...
So I haven't listened to their show yet. I'm easing in.
You're working your way up.
I am. Dave and By the Jen time is they my hear this. Favorite podcast now.
The only one you've listened to.
Hey, Brad and Faith, it's Kevin out in the great state of California.
Hello, Kevin from the great state of California.
I really appreciate your podcast and
You're
the
welcome.
Great work that you guys
well, thank you.
Do together and
Have we already played this?
Each week.
Play it
I did
again,
want to
it's
say,
good.
Though,
oh, okay.
Brad, I really do miss not hearing you sing.
Yes,
yes
we have
we
played
have
this,
heard this.
But since you ask, Blue Chipmunk without you.
I thought we were turning the show around.
We are.
Okay.
Me singing, I'm making a joyful noise to the Lord.
Can we, are you
making
doing this one live
a joyful
too?
Noise
are you live?
To the Lord.
Whatever you call that. You are.
Well,
what,
yeah, but
URL.
It doesn't really count since nobody's listening.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a room all by myself.
Okay. So, yeah. Really? Why? Stop.
I did this ShamWow point. Y'all got to tune in for the live show next week so that you can just see the ShamWow point and know what Faith's cracking up about
is.
Every time.
ShamWow.
The ShamWow point. Maybe I'll record next week.
Can we talk about our podcast. Can we let when well, no, we already heard that. Can we talk about our favorite Christmas songs? I know you and Chaz have probably already done this. I mean, in
I mean,
all the
a
years.
Gazillion times.
Well,
So your mama done it.
What's that?
I don't know. It just sounded like so.
My mom left a message on the answering machine today,
uh-huh.
and that she got our presents.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, "How did you know that's what I wanted?"
You mean she's
exactly
already opened it?
Well, I told
it's
her
not
she
Christmas
got,
yet.
I
she can't open them until Christmas.
I told her to
they're
open
Christmas
them when
presents.
She got-
if you were supposed to open them 4 days or five 7 days before Christmas, they would be called 7 days before Christmas presents. But they're not called that. They're called Christmas presents. You
I
know why? Because
gonna...
you open them on Christmas. They're Christmas presents to be opened on Christmas Day.
Alrighty.
You don't open them on Christmas Eve. You don't open them the day after Christmas. You don't open them the day before Christmas.
We
you
open
them
all
on
the presents,
Christmas.
We always open presents the week after Christmas at my parents'
That's
house.
Only because we have to because we're not there.
Okay. Well, I'm not there. She asked me if she could open them.
These
when
were
she got
not
them.
Thanksgiving
I said,
presents.
Yes. I said yes, she could open them. Anyway,
well, you
so
were
she
wrong.
Was so
you were wrong for
you're
saying that, and she was wrong
messages.
For opening
you
them.
You flushed the call. Okay, seriously? Look what you're doing.
I'm sorry.
It's Christmas Eve, man.
I'm sorry, but that's just breaking the rules.
Anyway, so she left this really sweet message. Thank you. I loved it. How did you know that's what I wanted? It was so sweet. And Helen, she goes, and Helen goes, oh, she's so sweet.
No. Oh, brother.
She loves her grandma.
She does. So what's your favorite Christmas song?
I love my mom, too.
You know what Christmas song I don't
I'm
like?
The best mom ever.
That one, is that you, Santa Claus? If I hear that song one more time, I'm going to scream.
You know if I, you
They're
know what, you know what I'm, you know what I hear one
what?
More time? A hippopotamus.
You don't
sisses.
Like the,
hippopotamus sisses.
You don't like that song? All I want for Christmas, the hippopotamus sisses. Whatever.
If you could see my face. Oh. That song grates on my last nerve.
So what?
I can't take that song.
So what are the greatest Christmas songs? So what are the good ones?
Okay. I love White Christmas. I love it. Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
That's not it.
No.
White Christmas?
That? Yeah,
because that was my favorite. White Christmas.
Your favorite is Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's what that was.
Which is Helen's favorite too.
It was one of them.
Which Dave says he hates, by the way.
What? Oh, that's
says
right.
It's a terrible cartoon.
That's right. I heard him say that, and he is crazy.
I'm dreaming.
I love that. Wait. You hear that? Dreaming. I love that. Dreaming.
Just like
the ones I used to know.
See, this is what I do. I dream about a white Christmas.
And children listen to hear snow.
What? Listen, here comes.
Hey, Jen Avila's here.
Hey, Jen. Can she see you?
She can see me, but she can't see you. Hold on.
Wait, let me say hi. Where are you? I'm not there. Hey! How are you?
Oh, man.
I rise.
Oh, She says, "I love the McFaddens. Hi, you're so pretty. And you shaved." Yeah. Of course I shaved. Oh, she gets to
do the sham wow.
She gets the sham wow. Sham wow!
Mrs. Be bright.
White, not bright, white.
White, bright?
White, bright. White Christmas. White? That's the name bright. Of the song, oh. White.
I see. Jen, we are.
See, we did it again. Dreaming. How does he do that? Dreaming. I love that. I love him.
He's got two voices in his
head. I love him.
So, Jen, we're recording the Christmas Eve show. This is the Christmas Eve show, by the way. So, Merry Christmas. I'm a reindeer.
Wait a minute. Is that.
Reindeer.
Is that. What's her name? Clooney?
No, it's Jen Avilion.
No, what?
Not Jen Clooney.
What is her name? Beverly Clooney?
Oh, George Clooney's mom?
No, it was his aunt.
Oh, it was his aunt?
Uh huh. She was in White Christmas. She had like the waist. Her waist was like.
Is she blonde? Then that's.
Well, they were both blonde.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Is it on the video?
Yeah. It's on the video.
That's not her.
Rosemary Clooney.
Rosemary Clooney.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks,
Avilion.
Jen. She had a waist that was like 16 inches. But I mean, she was so skinny.
Oh, and Dave joined.
Hello, hey, Dave.
So. Okay. Well, I can't tell because she's got a fur coat on in the,
well,
in
let
the
me
video.
See.
Right there. Can you hold up there and see that?
That's not Rosemary Clooney. That's the other one.
Oh, well, the other one then.
Rosemary Clooney has a deeper voice.
Oh, the neighbor voice.
Okay. White we're not Christmas. Like transvestites now. What are you? Oh, what was that we saw?
Dave says, oh, crap, with a peanut gallery.
By the way, I'm not a diva.
Oh, good grief. Let it go.
I'm not letting it go.
Go ahead.
So, what, yes. What I totally forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. We watched, what was that show we watched?
And he didn't call you diva. I did on the show.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm not a diva.
Okay.
Thanks for calling me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What show are we watching?
White Christmas.
No. Last night we were watching a show.
Couldn't resist.
What is the name of that show?
What show?
With her from New Adventures of Old Christine.
The New Adventures of Old Christine. They've gone off the deep end. They've jumped the shark.
No,
they're
but
over.
Listen,
I'm tired of them.
I am a little. They went a little political on us.
Too political on us.
But when the guy spoke, who was in the spa? Stop.
What?
What are you, a fish?
I can't. What? Go
are
ahead.
You a fish?
No. I was letting him see up my nose.
That freaked me out when he spoke. Did anybody see that show? And then you thought it was a woman and then this man's voice coming out. Oh, my word. I thought I was going to. Okay, so Christmas songs.
I don't guess they watch it. So they said no. They didn't watch it.
Okay. Wait, Christmas songs.
Christmas songs.
Your favorite is the Peanuts, right?
The what's his name? The trio? Galdano Trio?
Oh, is that who does that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The original?
Yeah.
Oh. What?
Galdina, something
I'm
like
sure
that.
Jen
trio.
Will know. She'll let you know here
and
in a minute.
And it's...
What? You like Mannheim Steamrollers version of Carol of the Bells?
Yeah, I like Carol of the Bells, period. Anybody doing Carol of the Bells? Anybody. Even Dave and Jen doing Carol of the Bells.
Okay.
Good with me.
Start singing.
I don't think you can see.
Hark how the bells ring, silver bells all seem to say.
Oh,
throw,
she wrote it down. It's Gorati.
See, I told you she'd know.
Vince Gorati.
She knows stuff Vince like that.
She loves. She's a Christmas music freak.
Are you really?
She loves.
Do you listen
all
to Christmas,
Christmas
music all like
she
from Thanksgiving
Christmas,
till now?
She starts Christmas July the 5th.
I love Christmas. I love Christmas.
We got our card. Oh, by the way, Jim, we got your card.
I posted a note on the social site for her just so she knows.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
Yes, being I did.
She loves her Mac. She's actually like using, what do you call it?
Uh-huh.
Looking for excuses.
I am. Well, I'm doing a lot of work for school, which means I'm on the computer a lot again, which before I just didn't have any reason to go out there because, you know.
Right. Well, cleaning. You didn't, and you didn't really have a computer that did anything besides
check
I had
your
email.
Carpiest computer known to man, because you know Brad buys nothing but quality. You want to see it?
I got it at Walmart for $400. There it is. Wait, almost in the picture. There we go.
Okay. It's now Helen's.
It's now Helen's, but it's playing my music tonight because I haven't got everything loaded on the Mac yet.
Yeah.
This is the Mac. And then this and then this over here is the other one.
Yeah. You can't see that,
though. You can't see it.
Because you're looking at you.
Well.
Who's the diva now?
Anyway, we got their card. We got your card, people, so thanks.
It's very pretty. Anyway, I left a comment and said I like it.
See, I'm all distracted by the people who are
you
on
can't,
live
I know.
Now.
See, and you so can't pay
everybody
any
else
attention.
Listening
you can't.
Like,
they're going to be, what are you doing?
It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. That's so, right. It's Christmas Eve.
So everybody gets to open one present on Christmas Eve, right? No. Wrong. They're not called Christmas Eve presents.
Okay, really? We're going to do this again?
Yes,
we already did
they're
this.
They're called Christmas presents. You open them on Christmas Day.
Are you done?
Yes.
You know how many times you've told me this? Throw that
every
away,
year,
please.
Two or three times.
Oh, no, you can't throw that away. That's how you say his name. Chris Martens. I'm putting that somewhere.
Put that.
Do
that
I have
somewhere.
Like a little note
stencil
thingy
on the
I
back
can
of
put
your
that
inleds.
On here?
So, yeah, there's a note program.
There that, is?
Yeah, but it's not on there yet.
Well,
I have to
what
put it on
good
there for
is
you.
That?
I'll put it on there for you.
I need pages.
Pages?
Whatever that is.
Oh, okay. You think
okay.
you do.
Chris Martens. I'm putting that on my computer.
Okay.
There. So I'll always know how to say
you
his name.
You will always know.
8 foot.
Jen says it's Martinez. She
he
agrees
said,
with me.
I asked him, and he said Martens. And so I wrote it down phonetically. I spoke with him this evening.
Dave says the trick is to play with the chat room or to totally ignore the chat room, but don't do both.
Well, Brad doesn't know how to do that.
And take a drink. Oh, okay. Here's my drink. It's tea, but there's no ice because it all melted because we've been in here a while.
Here's my drink.
Wait, did you just... Oh, man. Oh, Dave didn't get to see you. Here you go.
Oh. Hey, how are you?
Oh, there you go. Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm going up and down, up and down, up and down.
So you got anything else? For? Would you pay attention?
He said to pay attention to the chat room or ignore it, so I'm paying attention.
Well, you have to. I can't
oh, okay,
carry
so
it.
I'm ignoring
I'm
it and I'm watching it. I'm looking at you. Okay.
Okay. Carrying the show.
Okay.
Christmas Eve.
What other great songs that you said that you wanted to listen to on Christmas Eve?
Oh.
That you love?
I love Silent Night.
I'm not a big fan of Silent Night.
What, are you kidding me?
Nah,
that's a great
it's
song.
It's not very Christmassy.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
You're going with that?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have a lot of Christmassy. It's not very, the music's not very Christmassy. The words are Christmassy, sure, but the lyrics aren't very Christmassy.
Really? The true meaning of Christmas, and you're going with not Christmassy?
The true meaning of Christmas is the Vince Guaraldi stuff. That's,
what?
I don't know.
Who?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm trying to find a good version of Carol of the Bells.
David, you got to do Mannheim Steamroller.
Mannheim Steamroller or the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Oh, is it? Which one is it?
I
they
think
both
it's the
do
Trans-Siberian
it.
Orchestra.
Is that the one I like
the
better?
Really good one.
Because I have both, and I don't remember which one it is.
Because this is the one that rocks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is one. They go.
Yeah.
That's it. Did you enjoy that? So, if I was going to do my lights, you know, if I was going to be one of those annoying neighbors that puts the lights up and.
You know, he wanted to do that. We were looking to this year.
Is the
he wanted
song
to.
I would
he
do
would
that
have
too.
This playing with yeah. the speaker.
All that.
Poor Randy.
For my neighbors.
Our poor neighbor. Oh, he would come. You know what? He would leave Elvira outside your door every day. What are they doing? Stop.
It says the song about the nativity is not a Christmas song.
What nativity?
Dave says the song about the nativity is not a Christmas song.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Why?
Well, he heard
Silent,
me.
He said Silent Night.
It is too a Christmas song.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't a Christmas song. I said it's not very Christmassy.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Well, that's a Christmas song.
Right.
Sure. Nobody's arguing that.
Well, what are...
We're talking about Silent Night. It's not very Christmassy. It's more of a ballad.
We're not.
It's
and
a Christmas
the type
ballad.
Of song.
It's not very cheerful. It's not. It's
you
not
and your
happy.
Action-packed business. It's a wonder you like Bella at all.
I'll start with me.
Okay. Here they're jamming out. They don't sing in this one. Mannheim Steamroller.
No,
they don't
sing in this one. But I do like the girls
they
when
sing.
They sing the.
You know what? I should find my rope choir tape.
No, you shouldn't.
I'll play that. I think I
burned
it. No, you did not. I don't have a tape player anymore. Hey, I still have that little one I used to
I
write.
I burned the
through.
Tape player.
I used to have that little one, the little handheld one, you know? When I'd make tapes for you.
Yes, we used to make lovey-dovey tapes for each other that said...
I'm going to play that someday.
I was thinking about you this morning, so I just had to, like...
I just had to talk to you
talk
right
to you
now.
And make you this tape. And
this is before cell phones.
Oh,
I love
go
you
on
so
forever.
Much.
I can't stand it.
I can't stand it. Oh, brother. We were dorky. We were just sick with it, weren't we?
We were.
Pretty sick with it right now, actually.
Okay, really? People are watching.
Oh, sorry. Hi. ShamWow. I can't do this all night.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Can we do another song?
Yeah, sure. What song? Hey, let's ask them. What's your favorite Christmas song, Jen? Jen?
Hello.
Hello. While she types in her favorite Christmas song, I don't know what I'm gonna.
I love "Joy to the World."
Joy to the World. She says the Christmas song. The Christmas song.
Everybody likes "Mary, Did You Know?" I don't know.
There's no. Like oh, Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. Here we go. So this is her favorite. 1946.
Here it comes. Oh yes. This is a good song.
Chestnuts.
Tell I'm sick.
By the way, chestnuts roasting over an open fire, also not a Christmas song.
Who said that?
This is the same song.
Jack Frost snipping at your nose.
Burr, I'm cold. And what's a chestnut?
I don't know, some form of nut. I don't know. Being sung, you should know. You're a squirrel.
She says bony. Folks dressed up like Eskimos. Bony Moroni? Bony Moroni?
A turkey and some mistletoe. It's a good song.
Helps to make the spirits bright.
Season.
Little tots with their faces.
You know what?
Stop
singing.
What?
So last night I asked him. So do you make up words to songs just to be annoying? You make up different words to the song even though you know the song? Do you just make them up to be annoying, just to annoy the dog out of me? Or do you really not know the words of the song? You know what his answer was?
What was my answer?
What?
What?
What? You know what that
about?
Means?
I don't know.
Yes, I do.
No.
I make them up
because
I want to annoy you.
No.
That's what your answer is when you don't want to answer. What? What?
You don't know me.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't do it to annoy you. I do it to get a rise out of you.
Same diff.
No?
Yeah.
No.
Same thing. My dad did it, too. It's
almost,
called exasperation. Yeah. Is same.
You know what?
Can we make a new one? Is same.
Do you know what Faith does? Faith puts the television on, because we have XM on the satellite. She puts the television on the Holly channel.
Uh-huh, I love it.
All
day.
The time.
Yep, all day.
Then, when we're in the car, she turns it on the Christmas channel.
All day.
Yeah. Then, when we're in bed at night, she cuts my head open and pours Christmas music in it while I sleep.
No, last night I couldn't sleep.
So would you do stay up and hum Christmas music while I slept?
No, I had to suck on cough drops and I had to sit up to sleep.
Yeah.
And then like I'd fall asleep and I'd slide down in bed and then I'd wake up going, I can't breathe. And I'd have
drowning,
to sit up again.
Drowning in your own fluids.
Yeah. It was disgusting. But my friend told me to put Vicks on the bottom of my feet and wear socks to bed. So I'm going to try that. See if that works. I'm in. Whatever. I'll try anything. Have any homeopathic remedies to decongest your nose? Anybody? There's no music. What
you
happened to the music?
You could put the Vic salve on your feet and then put your socks on.
Do you listen to me?
And then you can get into bed.
Do you ever listen to me at all?
And then that's supposed to help you.
I just
you.
Talk to myself.
It's supposed to help with the whole sinuses.
Yeah.
You know what
you
I
think?
Do? You know what I do? I take a shot, a big old giant shot of Green Death NyQuil. Because you take that, you better be close to the bed when you take it, too.
That stuff is so nasty.
When you wake up, you will feel better. Well,
at nighttime, sneezing, coughing, achy head, fever, so you can rest medicine. Coughing, aching. I used to know that.
So it'll put you in a coma medicine.
I used to know that, but I don't remember it anymore. The nighttime coughing,
I took NyQuil
sneezing,
once, and I don't remember anything after.
How come?
Uh-huh.
How come like that one doesn't stay in my head?
It's
but
like
for N, the rest,
little Y, giant Q.
Giant Q. How come that one doesn't stay in my head, but then the McDonald's thing, Big Mac Filet, fish, quarter pounder, french fries, ice cream,
thick
shake, sundae,
and apple pies.
How come I'll know
head?
That for the rest of my life?
Because
I will never forget that forever.
Because they played it a gazillion times.
We've got to be. How long is this show? I feel like I've been talking forever.
A long time. Dave says that menthol cigarettes remind him of Christmas.
What?
I don't know. That's what he said.
Did somebody in your family smoke?
Oh, no. He said menthol cigarettes will cure your sinuses.
But smoking will kill me.
No, and you're not smoking menthol cigarettes. Cause
that's disgusting, and your ex smoked
the
those.
The ex-monster smoked those.
The ex-monster.
And so, we're not going to do that.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my entire life, and I don't plan on starting
good for you.
Now.
Good for you, and I've quit, and Jen's quit. And I don't know what Dave's doing. He's smoking something, but
you
I don't
quit.
Think it's cigarettes.
You quit a long time ago.
Yeah, before we got married.
Yeah.
That's it, I guess. That's our Christmas Eve show.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas from the squirrels.
Merry Christmas.
We're going to go roast some chestnuts.
Okay.
But we're not going to do an open fire. We're going to do it in the fireplace.
Okay.
And
it's not really cold. Oh, hey, hang on. Look, I can go over here to my dashboard.
To your little
right now,
thingy and tell us what the temperature is.
Oh, it's gone up. It's 67 degrees now.
But that's not on Christmas Eve. That's on the day we recorded this.
Whatever.
And then one thing we're not going to do is we're not going to open a present on Christmas Eve. Don't
because
do that.
Because we don't open presents.
If you do that, you will go to hell.
Okay, then.
There you go.
Watch what you say, man.
Alrighty then. So the other thing we're going to do is we're going to put together toys. Shh. We're going to put together some toys.
Yeah, in the garage.
In the garage.
We? You mean you.
And you're going to fix me something to eat while I do it. You're gonna bring me some like cookies and stuff while
she's
I put
sleeping.
Together.
I don't know why you're whispering.
So that the other little kitties can't hear me.
Oh, okay.
And we'll do that.
She already knows that you're Santa.
I know.
Okay.
Santa's just a nice old man with a beard. There was nothing wrong with Miracle on 34th Street. It should be called the tragedy of 34th Street, where they take a girl who knows the truth and her mom has never lied to her, and they destroy that honest relationship she has with her mom by feeding her a bunch of fairy tales and secular lies about a pagan false idol that has nothing to do with Christ's birth. That's what the movie should be titled. That.
But you tell Helen it's okay to pretend.
It's okay to pretend.
As long as you know the truth.
As long as you know the truth. Nothing wrong with pretending.
Okay. All right.
She pretends she's a princess all the time.
Well, she is.
And I pretend that I am a good person that knows what's going on around me a lot. It's a nice world I live in.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Jenna Villa says she pretends she's rich.
You do? It's fun, isn't it?
And then she gets home and babe makes her take it all back to the store.
Me too. You know that's you know what you know the cure for that, Jen?
The credit card bill?
No. Well, that too. But yeah. You know the cure for that?
What's
you go
that?
Online and go shopping. And you like fill
that.
Your cart.
She does all
and
that.
Then empty it.
Oh, that. I don't
you
know
fill it
that.
And then don't buy anything. That's what April and I do. We talk to each other on the phone. Go, oh, look at that.
Oh,
that's really cute.
Wow,
we fill up
bad.
Our carts and then we dump it all.
You do that at the
anything.
Store too.
Well, that's true. We do that. But
she
we do put the stuff back.
She goes through, listen to this. She goes through the whole store at Target or whatever and she puts whatever she wants in her cart. And then she gets to the end and she decides what she's actually going to get.
Yeah, April and I have a conversation about what
we're
going to
keep. And then she has to go through the whole back to the store and put it all back.
Because I won't just leave it in a pile because. I feel sorry for the people who have to stay really late at night to put everything back.
But that's true. But you always get to the front register and take out two more things. And you'll always say, I've changed my mind about this.
But
and
I don't go stick
to,
a, but
well,
I hand
it
to the person
in
line.
Yeah.
I don't go sticking it in the candy thing.
Sometimes,
shove it in the
sometimes
pile.
Sometimes I grab stuff and put it in another
he
people's cart.
He does and Helen. And
that's
Helen
fun.
Says, Daddy.
It's a little Christmas present for me to you, but you're paying for it. I just put it in their cart. I do that.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Are we done?
We're done. Say goodnight, everybody. Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jen. Merry Christmas, Dave.
Are you there?
Yeah, I was. My sister hates shopping with me. Good night and Merry Christmas, Jen says.
Good night. Merry Christmas.
Oh, you know what my boss did today? This is my director, actually.
Uh-huh.
The director. We had a we
your
had
boss's
a,
boss?
My grand boss.
Uh-huh.
We had a meeting, a staff
yeah,
meeting.
Yeah.
At the end of the staff meeting, she says, happy holidays and a happy new year.
Uh-uh.
She says, happy holidays and a happy new year. And And we had the phone on mute. We were in a conference room, and she's in Philadelphia. And we're like, Merry Christmas. You know, what holiday? What are you?
Merry Christmas.
So anyway, so at the end, we all agreed that we would do this. So at the end, you know, she always says goodbye for like 5 minutes. Any more questions? Anything else? So anyway, so at the very end, we all hit unpause and said, Merry Christmas, just to throw everything off, because evidently she couldn't bring herself to say that.
I say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Everybody. You know what? I don't give
anybody
my money.
And do you know how many people have been
glad? I won't give you my money if you don't send me Merry Christmas
back. You know how many people have been so glad that I've done that? You know what Helen did today? She took a bag full of Hershey's Kisses.
Yes.
And we went to all these different stores today. And she handed out chocolate kisses to the people we checked out with.
Oh, well, that was sweet of her.
It made everybody were like, oh, no, it's okay. No, I want you to have it. I want you to have a good day. Merry Christmas. And they're like, oh, how sweet. Every one of them opened it and popped it in their mouth right then.
That's awesome. What a great idea.
That was sweet of her.
I wish I'd have been with
her. She said, they have to work. And that's sad. I want them to have a Christmas present too.
All right, everybody. Well, Merry Christmas. We hope that you have a great Christmas. Remember, our Lord and Savior was given to us by God. Not today, but we celebrate it today. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.